Hello, everyone. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with the Wyoming Noon Market Report. One of the released wolves from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been found dead in Laramie County. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service suspects it was natural cause and has sent the carcass off to determine the cause of death for sure. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has also been asked by the Middle Park Stock Growers and multiple other groups to remove the two wolves that have said to be killing livestock, which the CPW has denied. CPW Director Jeff Davis said that lethal removal of wolves is determined by an evaluation of the status of the wolf population and the wolf management plan. The commission will consider modifying the plan to define whether a wolf should be lethally removed or not due to chronic depredation at the summer meeting. The state of Colorado has also created a reimbursement for confirmed wolf depredation on cattle of up to $15,000 per loss. The CPW has $175,000 total to compensate livestock owners for wolf depredation. The University of Wyoming has released recommendations for alfalfa weevil management and concern about insecticide resistance. The free tool is based off of a study done in Sheridan, Wyoming, on how to maximize alfalfa weevil control, including monitoring techniques and treatment costs. Co-author Scott Shell said that to keep low-cost insecticides effective going forward, it may be necessary to switch modes of actions annually or consider using cultural control methods such as early harvest. Shell went on to note that it is important for alfalfa growers to be aware that if they apply an insecticide to pests that are already highly resistant to it, they have wasted their money and increased resistance in that population. A 54-year-old woman from New Jersey has lived after receiving a kidney transplant from a genetically modified pig, making her the second known living person to receive a gene-edited pig kidney. Multiple biotech companies are working on genetically modified pig organs to make up for the shortage of organ donations. While it is a pig organ, specific changes are made to the DNA to keep the human body from rejecting the organ as a foreign object. Join us back right after this on the Northern Ag Network.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
The sale worth waiting for, April 30th at Miles City Livestock Commission. Current Creek Angus is offering 45 black yearling bulls, 5 red yearling bulls, and a few females as well. Featuring sires like Payweight, Rising Capitalist, CAR Yeti, and several other leading sires. These bulls are made to work in the real world under real range conditions. Current genetics for current times. That's the Current Creek Angus sale, Tuesday, April 30th at Miles City Livestock. Catalog and online bidding at frontierlivesale.com.
The Wyoming Board of Livestock has released a guide on avian influenza in response to the emerging disease in dairy cattle. The guide covers biosecurity, monitoring for sick animals, movement of cattle, worker safety, and raw dairy product safety. After fragments of the bird flu virus were found in the tests of dairy products, the Ag Department is requiring testing for all milking dairy cows before crossing state lines, going into effect on April 29th. According to the FDA, samples of milk tested had genetic material of the virus, but the pasteurization process destroyed the effectiveness of the virus, indicating that it is still safe for consumers. Currently, tests would take 1 to 3 days to get results back from the lab. APHIS is working on developing more rapid tests for quicker results. Dairy cows that test positive for the avian flu must remain on the farm and get retested in 30 days before crossing the state line. You can check out the guide as the Wyoming Livestock Board's website or USDA.gov under HPAI Detections in Cattle. It covers frequently asked questions, testing recommendations, and more. Two internships are open for application with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The internships run from August to December and include one on public policy and one on meetings and events. The public policy internship is guided by the Public Lands Council in Washington, D.C. Their intern duties include supporting NCBA's government affairs team and assisting in representing cattle producers at the Capitol. Denver, Colorado is where the meeting and events internship is based and is an opportunity to attend the NCBA's annual convention and learn about sponsorship, marketing, and overall event production. Contact the NCBA Director of Human Resources. Join us back right after this.
Put up more hay crop in less time with a Case IH Premium Round Baler. Their RB565 Round Baler available at Torgerson's. Consistently builds dense bales, even in varying crop and field conditions. With an overshot feeder and 5-bar pickup, the Case IH RB565 Premium Round Baler allows you to maximize your productivity on every pass. See your local Torgerson dealer, the Case IH RB565 Premium Round Baler, or go to Torgerson.biz.
For over 20 years, Amber Waves has been providing quality hopper bins to producers across the region. Hi, Jody Huff here with Amber Waves. We pride ourselves on creating custom, quality bins built right here in America's heartland, Richardson, North Dakota. Our bins can store everything from grain to dry fertilizer, cow cake, distiller's grain, coal, and even frac sand. Built to your specifications, delivered, and set up by our truck drivers. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit us online at amberwavesinc.com.
As expected, the avian flu fragments found in pasteurized milk has put some weight on the contracts today. Although it is still safe, consumers may be wary about the dairy products. It also has not reached beef cattle at this point, but consumers may be wary about that as well and may reduce consumption. August feeders up $1.25 at $257.53. September up $1.12 at $258.63. June live cattle up $1.38 at $176.73. August up $1.65 at $175.03. June hogs down $2.43 at $105.03. July down $1.93 at $107.93. We'll be back with the grains right after this.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Northern Pulse Growers Association is hiring an intern or part-time Montana field representative. You'll work closely with the director of the Montana Pulse Crop Committee. Tasks may include plan, host pulse grower educational meetings, create, design, field guide for Montana pulse crops, social media marketing, some independent travel. If you have a working knowledge of the ag industry, strong computer skills, are flexible, independent, and plan effectively, let's talk. Get a detailed job description and how to apply at mtpulsecrops.org.
The continued attacks of Russia on Ukraine ports reminds traders that supplies from those areas may still be at risk, which gives them some positivity. Some rain is expected in the next couple of days, which has also supported U.S. wheat futures today. July Chicago wheat up 7 cents at 620, September up 8 at 639 and a quarter. July Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 8.5 at 694, September up 7 cents at 700 and a quarter. July Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 10 cents at 640, September up 9 at 651 and a quarter. May soybeans down 7 cents at 1159, July down 6 at 1175 and a half. July corn up 3 cents at 451 and a half, September up 2.5 cents at 460 and 0.75 cents. For Portland cash grain bids, 12 Pro winter wheat's up 2 cents from 701 to 711, 14 Protein dark northern spring wheat 767 to 777, up 3 cents, soft white wheat 6 to 620 a bushel. Wyoming 12 Pro winter wheat up 16 cents at 524 to 544, corn down 5 at 413 to 438. In Montana, 12 Pro winter wheat's up 16 at 508 to 619, 14 Protein spring wheat up 13 at 626 to 690, Durham steady at $7 to $9 a bushel. Well, thanks for joining us on the Northern Ag Network for the Wyoming Noon Market Report. I'm Grace McDonald.